Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Darcy Weir with us, documentary filmmaker who over the past two decades has chosen to explore some of the most intriguing topics of discussion today, including UFOs, cryptids, even Bitcoin. He has completed more than 15 feature-length documentaries on these topics, all of which are available on Amazon Prime and Apple. His goal is to make the world of UFOs more accessible to the you by shedding light on the subject in new ways. His latest is Transmedium, Fast Movers, and USOs. Darcy, welcome back to the program. How have you been?
Mr. Norrie, it is an absolute pleasure to be here with you tonight and this morning. I've been good. How are you?
All is good. How did you get involved in the first place investigating UFOs?
Well, you know what? I read a book by Seth Shostak, a famous debunker of UFOs, in university called Life in the Universe. And I was just doing an astrobiology course as an elective. I majored in film and sociology. And I found it interesting that there is mathematically the absolute truth out there in science that we're not alone in our galaxy. There has to be thousands, millions of life forms surrounding stars throughout our galaxy. So it made me think, why couldn't they be visiting our planet if they're more advanced than us? And that's really where I started.
And Seth is really an enigma because he works for SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, believes that there's life out there, but he doesn't believe it's come here.
I know. And I interviewed him actually for my last documentary, Secret Space UFOs, Fast Walkers. And I asked him, like, you know, what's the deal with SETI? How can you practice this if you don't think there's aliens visiting us? And he said, you know, I don't think they visit us yet, but we're looking for a signal. And when I talked to my friend Bob McGuire, who, worked for the National Reconnaissance Office and has put hundreds of satellites into space, he said, it's a fool's game, SETI, because you're looking for a signal that's thousands of light years away. And by the time you receive that first signal, if you're just going to wait around and send a signal back, by the time they receive your signal, thousands of light years on Earth have passed.
Yeah.
And by the time they receive it and try to get back to us, we're probably gone. So they're either here in our solar system interacting with us, or they're not. And I think he might be part of the cover-up.
I'm not sure, Darcy. He seems to be pretty honest. I just think he's a little confused sometimes.
You could be right there. I mean, I appreciated his testimony, and I do respect that he's trying to get to the bottom of the truth, but, you know, he discounts the Tic Tac UFO and a bunch of the stuff that came out of our very own, military from the DOD, regardless of whether they wanted it to come out or not, with, you know, Lou Elizondo and Christopher Mellon being responsible for that leak. But he seemed to say it was all prosaic, and I don't agree with him on that.
Of course, our government just came out with a report that basically says we don't believe that we're being visited, there's no craft here, and there's no reversed engineering. It's unbelievable that they would have said that.
Yeah, I think it's irresponsible. I mean, you take into account, again, very credible observers, Navy pilots, astronauts. You mean, like, these guys don't know what they're seeing, and the data that's being picked up by their craft and the FLIR video, and then experiencers from around the world, like abductees or people that have visited, seen these craft with their own eyes up close and personal. It's like, you are paying the government to tell you the truth about reality, and they're lying to you with your own taxpayer money.
Darcy Weir's website, occultjourneys.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And I mentioned that your documentaries are available on Amazon Prime and Apple. Any other place that people can see your work, Darcy, or is that just those two?
Oh, yeah, it's available on multiple platforms. You can stream Google Play, Vudu, Tubi TV. I have quite a few up there. People can watch for free. I really appreciate the support there, George.
What was your very first documentary on these?
My very first documentary was on deep underground military bases. I interviewed Richard Souter, who wrote three books. Richard Dolan, the very first interview I did with Richard Dolan back in 2010. It's about Phil Schneider, his claims. I don't believe everything that he said, but man, it made for a very entertaining and interesting documentary. I got to speak to his late wife. She thought that he was onto something, and then he succumbed to whatever. I mean, some people say he might have been suicided. I don't know. It was a very peculiar thing, and it was tragic.
No, it sure was. Absolutely. And, of course, I spent 9 years with the Navy, Darce. This documentary on USOs is unbelievable. How did this come to you?
Thank you so much. That's high praise coming from you, George. Thank you. Look, I reached out. I had seen in an interview on another show, Matt Ford's The Good Trouble show, and he had interviewed Rear Admiral Tim Gallaudet, worked in the Navy for 32 years. 7 of those years, he was chief oceanographer. And Tim had told about this story where he had seen the GoFast UFO video well on duty during Navy exercises, and this was years before it was leaked to the public. He knew right then and there that he saw something that was not human technology, and that blew my mind because I was actually working on this USO documentary already. So I reached out to Matt. Matt Ford connected me just via email, just said, you send the email. I can't promise he'll interview you or let you interview him, rather. And I wrote an email. I gave him my mission statement, how I wanted to tell this story and how he would represent it and help educate the public on our oceans and what's going on out there. And he was very gracious. He's a very respectable man, and I think he's telling the truth.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
To those of you wondering what UFOs are, in USOs are unidentified submersible objects that a lot of our Navy crew folks have seen from their ships with lights on, just cruising underwater by the ships or taking off right through the sea, breaking through and going off into space. They're just tremendous stories, Darcy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I started my journey by talking with Tim Gallaudet, Rear Admiral Tim Gallaudet, and then went into a bit of a deeper dive, so to speak, of our oceans and what kind of equipment we use out there in terms of military, commercial, you know, NOAA's observable technology, looking at our ocean's floor and so on and so forth. With Jim Goodall, you know, Jim Goodall wrote a book on all that sort of technology, and he's convinced, because he's rode on a submarine, that, many submariners, Navy submariners, have witnessed USOs. They call them fast movers. Which led me to Mark D'Antonio, his testimony on how he witnessed a fast mover or USO on his very first ride on a submarine.
Wow.
Yeah. And, the sonar guy was screaming out, you know, con sonar, fast mover. And when the XO walked over to check in what was going on, he said, you know, I had an object moving at more than 300 knots, sir. And he said, okay, log it and dog it. And Mark D'Antonio witnessed this, thinking that he was going to be blown out of the water by a torpedo or something.
That's right.
And asked what was going on. And it's almost like an open secret that they're noticing these USOs operating in our oceans with superior speeds to anything that we can operate. A submarine goes a maximum of about 35 to 40 knots when it's cruising. And our torpedoes go, you know, with super cavitation, a way to create an air bubble in front of this torpedo. Those can go super fast, but a max of maybe 170, you know, knots. So what are these objects that seem to operate with impunity in our oceans and above our oceans? You know, they're transmedium objects. They're UFOs that seem to exhibit the capability of moving from our oceans to our atmosphere to space with no friction, no regard for the physics as we know them, superior capabilities. And I'm very curious about this. I want to know more.
Well, most of our submarines are nuclear-based missile subs, and they take security, as you know, Darcy, very, very seriously. So if there are objects that float by, zooming by, they're on it. They're on it. And they don't seem to be concerned about the USOs coming by their craft. Do you pick that up?
I think, yeah, I think you're picking up on something there. They seem to log it. They seem to categorize them. And that's why we think there might be a secret fast mover program for cataloging them. But they're not threatened, I don't think.
If a Russian sub or a Chinese sub came close by, as close as the USOs, our Navy would go nuts.
That's right. That's 100% right. They're more concerned about what's going on out there with China, Russia. They kind of filter all the data for that, the other human enemies, not really this possible non-human intelligence that's buzzing around our oceans, right? But, you know, I've had people reach out to me since the doc has come out. This individual, Jack Sarafati, he said that there's been Navy, I guess, engagements with these things that are hostile. And I said, well, can you give me some proof? And he said, no, it's classified. I can't give you that. Sorry.
And he's one of the good ones.
Yeah. So I'm curious about that. And I wonder if any of that information might come out if Jack is right.
Share with us a story, Darce, before the break of a USO episode.
All right. There have been many USO episodes throughout history, but to explain this is not a human craft. Let's go way back to the 1800s. In 1825, a naturalist was sailing on an old Navy ship, kind of like a man of war from Spain. And he rode this ship from Britain all the way to Hawaii. When he was around Hawaii, in the middle of the night, a red, orangish sphere came out of the ocean, illuminated the whole deck, scared everybody that was on the deck. It went back into the ocean, and then it came out of the ocean again and went over the ship. And
wow.
Just, they said it was like daylight when this thing was above them. This can't be human craft. I mean, our navies haven't had technology like that forever. So I don't think we don't even have something like that now. If you listen to Tim Gallaudet, Rear Admiral Gallaudet, when they saw the GoFast UFO, that was an orb. That was some kind of sphere-like object with no flight surfaces, as we know, flying over the ocean. So what are these things and how long have they been in our ocean flying around and swimming?
And what are they doing in the ocean as opposed to being just up in space? They're capable of doing both.
Absolutely. It seems like they do both. And I did document many strange NASA encounters in my previous documentaries with plenty of astronauts on and off the record.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.